So today is the 29th of November, the 21st of Kislev, and we are Be'ezrat Hashem finishing Perek Zayin of Shmuel Bet today. Okay, we're going to read the whole section, Yud Chet to Kaf Tet, and then we're going to go back to the Malvim, right? That's okay. So as we read the section, keep in mind that this is after David had the idea to build the Beis HaMikdash, and he asked Natan. Natan said, sure, go ahead. Even because he didn't get an answer from Hashem, he just trusted that if David got this idea in his head, it must be good. And then Hashem says to David, to Natan, to tell David no. And it's sort of split up between a little tochacha, like, no, you can't do this, but also like, but your son will, and it'll last forever. So as we read David's response, it's just really beautiful to see that there's not an ounce of bitterness in it. It's just like, he just heard the good. He took the bad, and then he heard the good and responded to that in his response. The Malvim's going to point out how all these sort of disparate elements like and strange phrases are all going to come together in a beautiful way to show you the depth of how David is really responding to the news from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just keep in mind, we're going to see David's going to mention way back in history being redeemed from Egypt and all sorts of things. So the Mabim's going to bring it all together. Okay. Vayavo hamelech David vayeshev lifnei Hashem vayomer mi anochi Hashem elokim umi beti ki heviotani ad halom. Okay. King David went and he sat before Hashem. So after we do the Mabim, we're going to do a lot of Midrashim. One of the Midrashim is going to focus on how could he be sitting before Hashem, okay? And he said, who am I, Hashem Elohim? Do you guys all, thank you. Do you know how when we have those two words together that the Yod Kei Vav Kei is actually pronounced Elohim? Were you?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's funny because if you look at the vowels, which you can't really see, you have to just know that underneath the second kuf is a chirik, a little dot. Mm-hmm. So, sorry. Yeah, it is. So the nekudot follow Elohim of the Yod Kei Vav Kei, whereas usually when it's not preceded by the word Adonai, the nekudot of the Yod Kei Vav Kei will follow the nekudot of Adonai, which is why we pronounce it that way. So we obviously don't know how to pronounce Yod Kei Vav Kei, but based on the nekudot, we either pronounce it Adonai or Elohim. So just a little true. Okay. So who am I, O Lord my God, and what is my house that you have brought me thus far? The Midrashim are also going to focus on this word halom, which is a strange word. Okay. Vatikton od zot beinecha. As though this was a small thing in your eye, Adonai Elohim. Vatidaber gam el beit avtecha lemerachok. V'zot Torah Adam Hashem Elokim. So you also spoke of your servant's house from afar, meaning the promise that his line would continue. And then it says, and now this is the law of man, Hashem Elokim. So we're going to focus on that. Umi Yosif David od Raber Lecha ve'ata yadata et avdecha Hashem Elokim. And what more can David, your servant, no, what more can David say to you? And you know your servant, Hashem Elohim. I couldn't find anything on this constant repetition of Hashem Elohim. It's just interesting. It just shows his humility again. Kafalaf ba'avur dzavarcha ukelibcha asita et kol hagdula hazot lehodia et avdecha. For the sake of your word and according to your heart, you did all this greatness. You brought about all this greatness to make your servant know it. Kafbet. Al kein gadalta Hashem Elokim ki ein kamocha ve'ein Elokim zulatecha b'chol asher shamanu be'ozneinu. Therefore you are great, O Lord God, for there is none like you, neither is there any God beside you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. Kaf gimel, and this should sound familiar to you, umi ka'amcha ki'Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz asher hachu Elokim lifdot lo la'am v'lasum lo shem v'lasot lachem hagdula v'nora ot La'artzacha mipnei amcha asher padita lecha mimitzrayim goyim velokav. And who is like your people, like Israel, one nation in the world, whom Hashem went to redeem for himself as a people and to make him a name, also to accomplish for you the greatness and fearful things for your land in driving out from before your people, whom did you redeem, whom you did redeem for yourself out of Egypt, the nations and their gods. Okay, Kaf Dalad. V'techonen lecha et amcha Yisrael lecha la'am ad olam v'ata Hashem ha'ita leham l'alokim. And you did establish to yourself your people, Israel, to be a people unto forever, and you, Lord, became their God. Okay, so the Malbim, I'm going to do the Malbim now. I have through Kaf Gimel, and then we'll go back and read the rest. And we'll do the last Malbim. Okay, so go to the next page. Yudchet, Vayavo HaMelech David Vayeshev Lifnei Hashem. So David sat before God. Yan Shenatan Besar Ruhu Besura Gedola. So he's responding to this news that Hashem gave him. Ki Yivnelo Hashem Bayit Ne'aman Ad Shnot Dor V'Dor. That Hashem would build for him this Bayit Ne'aman. We talked about that before, that this is where the phrase comes from for marriages, and that it would last for generations. V'shetia Machut L'Zar'o Yerushat Olam. And that this kingship would be a forever inheritance from his line. Ba'la Teit Shevach V'Hoda'a Al Zeh. He came to give praise and thanks on this, and to daven for the future. So it's so beautiful. Again, as I mentioned, he just takes the good of what Hashem is promising him of his kingship, and he comes to think about that, and he also comes to daven on the future. And Chazal say, which we'll see later, that he wasn't actually sitting, he was just settling himself in order to daven. Vayomer, mi anochi Hashem Elokim, umi beti, who am I and who's my household? Ritzon lomar, what does that mean? Ki hamalucha tagia el ha'ish. Kingship comes to the individual man. O mitzad ma'alat atzmo, o mitzad ma'alat mishpachto, either based on his personal high level or based on his family level. Vishneam lo nimtzu bi, and I don't have either of those things. So again, it's humility. Keviatani ad halam, that you brought me this far. L'malchut, to kingship, royalty, v'harei zerak chesed. And it's, I did nothing to deserve it, and it's a complete chesed from Hashem that I achieved this. Okay, so now he has some questions, the Malbim. Hadvarim shediber David hem muflaim biklalam ubipratam. I haven't seen Malbim say this before, I'm sure he does say it, but here he says, this little prayer of David is amazing, both in its general sense and in its details. Ma kiven b'mashakatav v'zot Torat ha'adam. What did he mean when he said, this is the law of man? You remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. B'mashakatav bavur devarecha ukila libacha. And what does it mean for the sake of your word and your heart? Ve'ech himshich mizah ha'shashem gadol v'ein kamohu. And how did he then continue this? Because Hashem is great and there's no one like him. And how did he then connect Israel and Yitziat Mitzrayim? So he went on the very personal level to a much more national level. So how does this all fit in with what seems to be a very personal promise to David about his reign? Okay. Oh, that's the end, which we haven't gotten to. And he said, this thing which you spoke should last forever. Behosif. And he added, and you shall do that which you spoke. And he says again, your words shall be fulfilled, truth. And then he added, and you'll speak to your servant this good thing. And he says again, we'll get to those later. It's very repetitive. Okay, so first answer we're going to get to is Vizot Torat Adam, Hashem. Mizeh hochiach, so the law of man. Mizeh hochiach sheh chesed hazeh v'nevuah hazot lo haya l'ma'ano. So this chesed and this prophecy was not for his sake, singular. Rak hu Torat Adam bichlal. Rather, the prophecy that David received from Hashem was for all of man. It was Torat Adam. Ratzon lomar, what does that mean? Shema shebachar Hashem bebeit David, that which Hashem chose, the house of David. Ve'evin masu habonim hayta l'rosh pina, and the stone that the builders rejected became the cornerstone. this is just makes me humble because I happen to know that that's a pasuk, but I'm sure the Malbim is constantly quoting pasukim that I don't know offhand, and then we totally miss the depth of the Malbim because it's not punctuated. Okay, but Eino chesed prati im David. This was not a personal chesed with David. Rak hu dvar klali meha'inyanim ha'kolalim shehechin Hashem b'chochmato hane'alamet l'malach shlemut min ha'enoshi bichlal. Rather, this is a general thing from all of the general matters that Hashem in His wisdom, in His hidden wisdom, has prepared for the whole complete path of humanity in general. Kamo shebachar b'Yisrael, just like He chose Israel mikol am, from all the nations, ubebeit Aaron mikol zera, and from the house of Aaron, from all of the seeds of Zera Yisrael, the seeds of Israel, l'sharto, to serve Him, v'levarech b'shmo, and to bless in His name. V'chen bachar beit malchut kayamet l'netzach, and in this same way, He also chose which kingship would last forever. Be'ofen shehechin zot b'chochmato v'ratzono ha'ne'alam liot ze l'tzorach ha'klal. Just like He prepared this in His wisdom and in His hidden wisdom and hidden will, to be for the need of the whole population. Vehu chulya mishaleshet hagadol shel sibot umisovavim hamakifim hanimsaim vazmanim vahaminim letzorach shlemotam ad acharei tayamim. And this is all, I guess without translating each word specifically, this is all part of Hashem's great complex plan for bringing out the completion until the end of days. Ad shechazal yachasu zot l'shiv'a devarim shenivru kodem le'olam. Until to the point which Chazal relates this to one of the seven things that was created before the world. Ve'echad mehem shemo shel Mashiach. And one of those things that was known even before the world was created was the name of the ultimate Redeemer, Mashiach. Ki bo talui kiyum ha'olam v'shlemut ha'bichlal. Because in Him depends the whole existence of the world and its completion in general. V'zeh shamar v'zot torat adam. And that's why David says, this is the law of man. Because in choosing David, it's just one step closer to the ultimate redemption and plan of God. Okay. So Kaf Aleph in the Malbim. Any questions? Okay. Be'avur devarecha ukilibacha asita. So according to your words and your heart, you did. Hosif lechazek devar ze mitzad ma sheodia lo Hashem zot b'yichud al yedei navi. So He wants to strengthen this thing from the aspect that Hashem informed Him this in the privacy of a navi. Okay, so meaning this is a nevuah that Hashem received from Natan, all of this. Ki hanavi lo yishulach rak o lehazir min hara hatia lehachzir b'tshuva o lehazir v'le'aitz b'davar Hashem ma lasotu ma lechadel v'koduma. So the Navi is not sent only either to give a warning of to warn somebody from a future bad thing so that he'll do tshuva, or to warn him and advise him in a thing from Hashem and what to do and what to stop and similar things like that. Aval lehodia leish prati tova atida lavo lav be'alzoro lo yishalach Hashem navi b'yichud. But to inform an individual man, a private citizen, on his good future that will come to him and on his descendants, Hashem doesn't send a Navi for the individual like that, okay? So Navim are sent for more national purposes. Ki ha-Navi lo yishulach mi'et Hashem rak letzorach, rak im tzarech sheyivchan ha-Navi al yidei zeh shehu Navi amet shelo yivchan rak al yidei nevua letova. So the reason why Hashem would send a Navi, the only reason why you would have this kind of personalized information from a Navi usually would be so that you could tell if it's a good Navi or a bad Navi. So he might give you a little sign into your life of something that'll happen in the future, and then if it happens, you know he's a Navi. But that would be the only reason to have something so individualized. And here, So even though it seems that David's message is personalized and individualized to him, it has to have a more nationalistic level because it's printed in the book. It was canonized, so therefore it has something national. And David has a sense of that already. And then he says that all of this he wrote about, the Malbim wrote about, with regard to Yirmiyahu, because Yirmiyahu has to deal with false navis. And his name is Hananya ben Azor. Val Pizeh, where that's the beginning of the line, Val Pizeh, Nifla be'enei David, Lamashalach Hashem lo adio devar ze aide navi. So that's why it's so wondrous to David that Hashem sent a navi to inform him all this, what seems very personal and for his own personal future. Umizeh hivin ki hu echad min ha'inyanim ha'kolim shlemut ha'oma me'rosh ve'ad sof. And from here he understood the fact that he was receiving this message in this formalized prophetic way was that it wasn't just a personal message from him, rather it was for the fulfillment of the entire nation from the beginning until the end. And that it's not just about him and his time, it's like all the other prophecies that will come in the future that the prophets prophesized on the days of Mashiach, ve'al tikkun ha'olam, and the fixing of the world, bizman ha'atid, in the future. Thank you, Chaim. Shema shehodia Hashem hanechamot v'hayeodim hagadolim ha'elu ayidei nevi'im rabim lo he'al tzorach hador hahu rak lehodia etzato machshavotav v'hanhagato mirosh ad sof. Okay, so that what Hashem announced and the comforts and the a yehud is like your purpose. If you're on an airplane and you see the destination, but more like not just a destination in terms of place. So these great purposes, by way of many prophets, they were not relevant. They were not for the need of that particular generation that the Navi gave his prophecies. Rather, it was to give his advice and his thoughts and behaviors from the beginning until the end. It was relevant to all generations. And that's our challenge when we read Nevi'im, to see what's relevant in it for us. V'zeh she'amar be'avor devracho kelibacha asita et kol gedola hazot lo'odia et avdecha. So, and that's what he means when he says, but for the sake of your words and your heart, you did this greatness to inform your servant, she'ahoda hazot inana avuri, because this, the informing, was not for my sake, rak avor devarcha v'ertuncha ne'alam, it was for your hidden will, lehodia masheratzita, to inform what you wanted, v'gazarta mereshit acharit, for the end of days, from the beginning until the end. Okay. And now that famous line, Mi ka'amcha Yisrael, Achareisha birir ki hoda'azo nitzchiyut malchut beit David, hi torat ha'adam umalach hashlamot l'chol beit Yisrael kulo. So after he discerns that this information is eternal for his kingship, and it's really the Torah Tadam, it's not just specific to him, and it's the path of the fulfillment of all of Israel, all the house of Israel, Asher ra'a b'chachmato v'ritzono hanisgav lifchor b'beit David lakachat mizaro shevet mushlam, that he saw in his wisdom and his will that he could grasp to choose in the house of David to take from his seed the complete tribe. Hosif ki lifhiza hu mahalach ha'shlemut al ha'briya b'klala. So not only is it for the Jewish people, but it's also for all of creation. Because Israel is the heart of creation and sort of its signpost. So David was prepared to be the heart and the signpost to the house of Israel. So from them it'll continue to all of the fulfillment of all of reality. And that's why it says, Umi ka'amcha Yisrael, goy echad ba'aretz. Who is like your nation Israel, one nation in the land? Shehem lev kol goye ha'aretzot ofdei kochavim v'mazalot. Because they are the heart of all the nations of the land who are idolatrous. V'kulam klipot k'negdam. And they, these nations of the world, are like a klipa, is like a peel, but in Hasidic Kabbalistic terms, the klipa is the peel that has a spark of holiness inside of it. So the nations of the world outside of the Jewish people are, they have, they're like these peels. Kamo shehalev hu ha'echad ha'mechaye et ha'gviyah. Just like the heart is what enlivens the body. Ube'erza migimel rayot. And the Malbim is going to prove this explanation with three proofs. Aleph, mitzad hatzchalato ashal ha'chu alahim lifdot lo la'am. So the first one is that from the start, the beginning of the Jewish people, that God himself went to redeem the nation, like a king that goes himself to redeem his only son from the kidnapping. And he quotes a pasuk from Yeshayahu, that he himself did it. Shelo ayude shaliach, like we say on Pesach, not a messenger. He, God himself did it. Bet, mitzad ribui ha'otot v'amavtim, from the aspect of all of the wondrous wonders and signs, the vast amount of them, asher hayu tachlitam lasum lo shem v'lasot lachem hagadula, that the purpose of all these signs and wonders was to place for him a name and to bring to them, to you, greatness. She'al yadam noda Hashem Hashem, because by way of the Jewish people, the name of God will be known. Shehu horeset ateva Moshe Aleha, that the nature is ruled under him. Ugudulat Yisrael she'asa kol zeh ba'avaram b'fanav she'shem Hashem ugudulat Yisrael tuluyim zeh b'zeh, and the greatness of Israel he did because there's a symbiotic relationship there, that the greatness of Israel and the name of God depend one on the other. Gimel, v'noraot la'artzecha mipnei amecha, the wondrous things that you did to your land because of your nation, she'achar kach asa noraot be'eretz ha'kedusha she'hipil mor'al yoshvei ha'aretz mipnei am Hashem. That this is talking about the Canaanite people who were in the land of Israel, that Hashem made awesome things happen so that they would fear, that they would fear God, asher padam she'al yoshvei ha'aretz mifnei am Hashem, in the face of the nation of God that Hashem had redeemed from Egypt. Goyim ve'alokav, the nations and their gods. Lamed she'garash mifneihem goyim rabim ve'alokehem, because he exiled from before them many nations and their gods. Okay, so let's go back into the psukim. We'll finish them. Ve'ata Hashem Elokim hadavar asher dibarta al avdecha ve'al beito hakem Adolam, and now God, this thing which you spoke to your servant and on his household, you should make last forever. Vaseh kasher dabarta, and you shall do as you said. Vayigdal shimcha adolam, and your name will be great forever. So now we didn't read this before, but you can see how he's referencing these things. I should have read them before. Leimor Hashem tzvakot elokim al Yisrael ubeit avdecha David yia nachon lefanecha. So your name will be great forever, saying, Lord of hosts, God of Israel, and the house of your servant David will be established before you. Kafzayin ki ata Hashem tzvakot elokei Israel galita et ozen avdecha, because you, Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, you expose the ear of your servant. Leimor, saying, bait evnelecha lach, I will build a house for you. Al kein matzav decha et libo. And therefore your servant has found his heart to pray to you this prayer. Kafchet v'ata Hashem Elokim, atahu ha'elokim udvarecha yiyu emet v'tedaber el avdecha et hatova hazot. And you, Lord God, you are God, and your words will be truth, and you will speak to your servant all this goodness. Kaftet ve'ata ho'el, and now if you want, uvarech et beit avdecha, please bless the house of your servant, liyot le'olam, to be forever, lefanecha, before you, ki ata Hashem Elokim dibarta u'mebirchatecha yivarach beit avdecha le'olam. Because you, Lord God, you spoke, and your blessing, you will bless the house of your servant forever. Okay. Probably should have read the whole thing. I apologize for that, but you can see now it's just strengthened that this is really this national and global message from God, and not just for David. Now the last line of the Malbim here is questioning. He has a question on how David ends it. So Ve'ata, now, Aval Amar Shiyat Sorach Tfilato Lo Shiyakayem Hakel Devaro. How can it be that David ends with wanting Hashem to make this promise that he'll fulfill his word? Ki im she'ertza she'evarachet beit David she'yu tamid... It's David's not saying, he's not testing God here, saying you better make it all come true, or please make it all come true, because Hashem said he was going to make it all come true, right? So ki im, rather, she'ertza she'evarachet beit David she'yu tamid tzadikim. What is he really asking from Hashem? That not, he knows, Hashem said the house of David is going to stand forever. But the only thing not in Hashem's control is fear of God, right? The famous line from Devarim. So David wants Hashem to bless his house, that they'll always be tzaddikim, be'ofen shiyu le'olam lefanecha, that they will always be before you. Re'uim lekabel hachesed elokim, that they'll be fitting to receive this godly chesed. Ki haya yodea shelo yachzor behayeut ki imatza ham. Because David knows that he would never go back on his destination, his purpose, aside from the aspect of those who are meant to receive it. Liot ha-yehudim ha-elokim tznaim al hachanat ha-mekablim otam. Because you only receive Hashem's blessing and you only fulfill your godly destiny on how much you as a receiver are prepared to do so. And this is a pasuk, I don't know where it is, that you, God, spoke and you destined the good. And it's impossible that it would change from your side. Bless the house of your servant forever. Because if you bless them that they'll always be before you, righteous people that walk before God, then they will be always suitable to receive the bracha and the goodness from you. Okay? So Malvim just like, I don't know, he just opened it up, expanded it in such a beautiful way. And it all makes sense. Bezrat Hashem. Okay, so now some midrashic explanations. So the first one is that word halom, where it says you've, so it was in the first pasuk, because you brought me ad halom, until thus far, and we said that that was the kingship. So this comes from the Gemara in Shabbos, and it's we see the word halom with regard to Boaz also. So Boaz le'et tochal g'shi halom. So it says, when Boaz said to her at the mealtime, said to Ruth, of course, when she's gleaning in his field, come here, halom, and eat from the bread and dip your bread in vinegar. And she sat beside the harvesters, and he gave her roasted grain, and she ate, and she was satiated, and she left some over. Rabbi Elazar interpreted this and said that he hinted to her prophetically, in the future the kingdom of David will come from you. It is written with regard to it, the kingdom of David, here, halom. As it stated, Vayavo hamelech David vayashav lifnei Hashem vayomer mi anochi Hashem elokim umi beiti kevitanu ad halom. That you brought me here, halom. Okay, so that's the relation to that. Another source from the Gemara that's relating to the sitting part. How could David sit before God? V'chein gar sinan omed u'mekabel v'korei. So it says you stand, that the high priest stands and receives the Torah. Omed michlal diyoshevhu. The Gemara asks, from the fact that he stands, it can be understood by inference that until that point he had been sitting. But didn't the master say that sitting in the temple courtyard is permitted only for kings from the house of David? As it's written, then David, King David, went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house? So, meaning, even though we see David sitting, and it seems like he's sitting in the presence of God, he and his household were allowed, based on this. Okay, so that's one reading of it. And from the Talmud Yerushalmi, we get another reading of it. Tani Rabbi Chia, Lo hayta yeshiva be'ezra, ela l'malchei beit David belvad. So he quotes the same halacha that we learned in Sota, that you can, the only people who can sit in the Ezra, the courtyard of the temple, are the kings of the house of David. But even to the house of David, they weren't really sitting be'ezra in the courtyard. Rather, he was leaning on the wall. So he wasn't really sitting, he was leaning. So that's another explanation. So one explanation is that he actually could sit. The other is that he was leaning. And now the third, at the end of this Yerushalmi, Amar Abi Ivi Bar Negri Yeshev Atzmo B'Tfila. And this is what the Malbim quoted. No, he settled himself in order to be able to daven. There's an expression in Hebrew, Yeshuv Da'at, to have like a settling of your mind in order so that you can think and do. So that's what he was doing. It had nothing to do with physically sitting. Okay? Okay, so this is from Parshat Ve'etchanan, the Midrash Agadah, and Parshat Akev. And it's where Hashem says, tells the Jewish people that you're always going to be a minority in all the nations. So that's the pasuk, Ki atem hama'at mikol amim. You are the majority from all the nations. And it gives a number of different explanations for what that actually means. This was the one relevant to us. When Hashem actually gives greatness to Israel, hem mam'itin atzmam, they belittle themselves. Moshe Rabbeinu, alav hashalom, nitan lo hamala v'hagdula. Moshe was given such greatness, ve'amar nachnu ma. And he says, when the Jewish people are complaining to him, what are we? Basically, he's saying, we're chopped liver. and that's how he puts himself down. Avram Avinu alav hashalom, nitan lo hamala. Avram was given such greatness, ve'amar v'anochi afar ve'efer. I am but dust and ashes. But David, alav hashalom, mar mi anochi, Hashem, Elokim, umi beiti, who am I and who is my household? What we read, and that's what he said to put himself down. And then the continues and gives examples of the nations of the world that when Hashem gives them greatness, miad mitzgaim ba'atzmam, they automatically brag about themselves. And Paro said in Yechezkel, li ya'ori va'ani asitani, the Nile is mine and I made it. And Sancherev also, mi b'chol kei arotzot ha'elo asher etzilu at artzam midi, who could ever save themselves, which of those gods could save themselves from me? It also quotes Nebuchadnezzar, and it quotes other people too, but I just gave you a couple of examples. Okay, and then the Al-Sheikh had something interesting on that also. So this is in Parshat Shmot. Vayomer Elokim mi anochi ke'elech el paro. So Moshe says to Hashem at the burning bush, who am I that I should go to Paro? V'chotziat b'nei Yisrael mi'mitzrayim, that I should bring b'nei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. V'yomer ki ayah imcha v'zelecha ha'otz. No, don't worry, I'll be with you and this will be the sign. Ki anochi shlachticha b'otziach et ha'am mi'mitzrayim t'avdun et elkim ha'arazah. That you will bring out the nation from Egypt and you'll serve God on this mountain, Har Sinai. And then he says, "Vizot tia kavanat hamisra," and this is the intention of the message. Ki shlosha mi onochi yesh b'mikra. Three times is it mentioned, and I checked this. It really is only three times. Mi anochi, who am I in the psukim? Zeh, this one of Moshe saying mi anochi, umi anochi umi chayai, which is Shmuel Aleph pasuk perik yud chet, which is when. Shaul says to David that he'll marry his daughter because he killed all the plishtim and brought back all the foreskins. And David says, "Mi anochi?" And then, "Who am I to marry the king's daughter?" And then the second time that David says it, the third time in all of the psukim, "Mi anochi mi beiti?" Who am I and who am I household? I just thought that was interesting. Okay, now the final source that we're going to have a couple commentaries on, which is so beautiful. So that famous pasuk, Mika Amcha Yisrael, so it's not just famous because it's in our davening, it's also found somewhere else, metaphysically. Okay? So let's read the Gemara in English, thanks to Sfaria and its explanatory translation. The Gemara cites another agadic statement. Rabbi Avin bar Rav Ada said that Rabbi Yitzchak said, from where is it derived that the Holy One, blessed be He, wears tefillin? I think we should say tefillin instead of phylacteries. As it is stated, the Lord has sworn by His right hand and by the arm of His strength. It's not mentioned here, but also relevant. It's mentioned around here is when Moshe wants to see Hashem's face, and Hashem says, I'll only show you from behind, and what does Moshe see? The knot at the back of his head of his tefillin. So that's also what we know, okay? Since it is customary to swear upon holy objects, it is understood that his right hand and his arm of his strength are the holy objects upon which God swore. Specifically, his right hand refers to the Torah, as it is stated in describing the giving of the Torah, from his right hand, a fiery law of his people, Eshdat. The arm of his strength, his left hand, refers to tefillin, as it is stated, the Lord gave strength to his nation, in the form of the mitzvah of tefillin. The Gemara asks, and from where is it derived that tefillin provides strength for Israel? As it is written, and all the nations of the land shall see that the name of the Lord is called upon you, and they will fear you. It was taught in a Braita that Rabbi Eliezer the Great says, this is a reference to the tefillin shel rosh, the tefillin of the head, upon which the name of God is written in fulfillment of the verse, the name of the Lord is called upon you. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak said to Rav Chiya Bar Avin, what is written in the tefillin of the master of the world, Hashem? Rav Chiya Bar Avin replied, is written, who is like your people Israel, one nation in the land? It quotes from Divrei Hayamim, but obviously it's the same part in Divrei Hayamim that is telling the story that we're telling in Shmuel 7. God's phylacteries serve to connect him in a sense to the world, the essence of which is Israel. Okay, so our tefillin in it say, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And then Hashem's tefillin says, Mi ka'amcha Yisrael, goy echad ba'aretz. Okay, so we both have the word echad attributed to each of us, to Hashem in our tefillin, and to B'nai Yisrael in Hashem's tefillin. So Rashi says, Ma ketiv baho, what's written in it? Vishlama b'tfilin didan katav shema. It makes sense that in our tefillin the shema is written, and v'haya im shemoa, the second paragraph. So the first paragraph of shema, the second paragraph of shema, kadesh likol bachor, in shmot, having to do with yitziat mitzrayim, the sanctification of all the firstborns, and also v'haya ki yaviyacha, another mitzvah when you get into land of Israel, in shmot, that because these are the parshiot, these are the sections in the Torah, where they were commanded to remember the mitzvot of Hashem, who ot v'zichron lehem liYisrael. This is an ot, a sign, and a remembrance for Israel. Ela b'diadei mai ketivahen. So what's written in Hashem's? Okay, and now this beautiful Degel Machaneh Ephraim, a Hasidish Rebbe, he was a grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. Od yirmoz ki adua Hashem echad v'Yisrael hem echad. So it's a hint, I don't know what the original thing that's hinting at it, is that Hashem is one and Yisrael is one. Like it's written in our, he quotes our pasuk. I wonder why the Sfariya is always saying it's from Divrei Hayamim. I don't know. Okay, so he quotes our pasuk from Shmuel Bet. Umi ka'amcha ki Yisrael, goy echad. Who's like your nation? Israel, one nation. V'lechach hem dvukim b'Hashem yitbrach. And that's why they are glued to Hashem. They have devekus with Hashem. How would you translate devekus? I did glue, but I don't know if that's not very good.
Sticking.
Yeah, sticking, okay. Ki na'e le'echad le'davek be'echad. Because it's nice and good for one to be attached to stick to one. Ve'ematayhu, when is this? When are we so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Kishi Yisrael hem agudim udvukim yachad be'achdut gamur. When we, Israel, are gathered together and stuck together in complete and total unity, az le'achad yechashvu, then we're considered one, v'shura aleihem Hashem Baruch Hu, and then Hashem rests upon them, shehu echad, because he is one. Aval, kishechalila chalak libam v'nifradim zamizeh, when we are separated and our hearts are separated from each other, iyef shalet lahem liyot vukim v'echad, then we're separate, so we can't be connected to the one, capital O. V'ein Hashem shura lehem, and Hashem doesn't rest upon them, chas v'chalila. V'shura chalila elzar alehem, and a foreign god will then rest upon them. Idolatry. Kamo shekatuv, like it's written in Devarim, al kein ein elo kai bekirbi Matzauni haraot ta'elo azeh. Okay, so then, because then it says, God is not in our midst. Matzauni haraot ta'elo, and that's why these bad things befell us. Azeh nechshavim lebechinat mita shehu bechinat samal. And then it's considered like death, and then he gives some Kabbalistic thing. V'zeh yesh lomar haremez b'pasuk v'atem adivikim. Hainu kishetiyu dvukim v'nechadim zabezeh. Az b'ashem lokechem hayinu bevaday dvukim. B'ashem echad. Be'echad. Okay, so v'atem hadvakim adnai lohechem kochem. What's the pasuk? You know, v'atem hadvakim. You know what it is.
I do know what it is.
Yeah, okay. So that means when you will be stuck and united together, then Hashem, of course, will be united one-on-one, and he'll rest upon you for all of your life. L'chol chayim v'zehu chayim kochem. Right, that's what the pasuk is. And that is life of all of you. But when it's the opposite, when we're not united, we're like dead. When we are united as one, then it's nice for one to stick to one. And then Hashem rests on us, amen. And I felt like this brought us back full circle to the Malbim's interpretation of David's prayer, that we all be blessed to be tzaddikim and to be united as one, so that Hashem will rest on us and that we will see the true heir to David Melech HaMashiach. B'mhirah b'yameinu.
Amen.
Thank you.